Introduce yourself.
I'm Dr. Chip Zimmer, coordinator of the MBA program.
Okay, and the MBA program is starting a new tradition here. Explain what it is.
Yeah, we decided that we wanted to have a major event every year, and we started 2 years ago with a senatorial debate, and then we've kind of taken our time to figure out where we want to go next, and decided we wanted to have what we call issue debates or issue forums every year now. So we're starting, our first one will be this spring. It's an energy forum. Next year looks like it's going to be a healthcare, and then we'll see what hot issues are going on down the road. But we want to do something like this every year to bring issues that are important to the state of West Virginia and important to the Eastern Panhandle and the region that we're in to the forefront of our students and our faculty and our alumni, but also to provide some visibility for the MBA program as well. So this will be an annual event that we think will be real successful.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're doing this in Martinsburg because that's where primarily the program is, correct?
Yes, the MBA program moved kit and caboodle to Martinsburg Center when it opened a year and a half ago. So all of our most of our activities are centered in Martinsburg, so we felt like it was important to keep that juxtaposition together. So the event will be in Martinsburg, yes, at the McFarland House.
And how did you choose the topic of energy?
We discussed it with our MBA Advisory Council to just get some ideas as to what are hot issues now. And energy has always been the foundational cornerstone for the economy of the state of West Virginia, even though the Panhandle doesn't have those fossil fuels here like they do in the southern coal fields. But it is so critically important to the state of West Virginia. And the changes that have occurred in the last decade or so are making the future of energy in West Virginia questionable as to what's going to happen. Coal is always going to be there, probably. But with the Marcellus Shale, that's going to make a huge impact. And then with the alternative energies that are growing, they're still not financially viable, but they're growing. And so we thought it would be interesting to have that discussion to see where coal is going, where natural gas is going, where the other alternatives are going, and understand how that affects business in the Panhandle and in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted you to talk a little bit about how putting on an event like this benefits the students who are coming through the MBA program.
Sure. The Student MBA Advisory Council coordinates these events. They did the senatorial debate, and they are this one. So it gives them real hands-on experience to put together a major event, because we had almost 200 people at the debate, and we'll have about 125 people, simply because that's all the venue can hold in for this energy forum. And so the students get involved from the very visionary stages as to what do we want to do, how do we want to do it, to all the detail work of getting the panelists, figuring out who the moderator will be, how the format is going to be handled, where the venue is, all those kinds of details that go along with it. So it gives them a real hands-on ability to learn how to put an event together, and then also how to market it, because marketing it is a big thing. Even though tickets are free, we need to fill up the place. So there's a lot of emphasis on how do we make sure we get bodies in there.
Mm-hmm. And this helps them in their future careers, I assume.
Oh, sure. Any type of organization, organizational planning and event development is critical to managers' careers, because that's what managers do all the time, whether it's a big event or a little event or even just a meeting. Managers have to have that ability to do that, and so we're trying to give that a hands-on opportunity to our MBA students, so they have maybe a leg up on somebody who hasn't gotten an MBA at Shepherd, that they haven't had this kind of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else you can think of about the event?
Well, the students also get the opportunity to rub shoulders with some pretty high-level celebrities when The first the debate was with Joe Manchin and John Racey. Now we've got the head of the Friends of Coal from Charleston will be there. The owner of Mountain View Solar will be there, and so they'll have the opportunity to meet politicians, entrepreneurs, successful business leaders that they wouldn't ordinarily have that opportunity. And where what future ones they'll meet when we get into healthcare, we've got some real high-powered folks in Washington who live right here in Jefferson County that we're going to begin to talk to see if they'd be interested in helping us develop a healthcare forum a year from now. So there's a lot of real high-level people that they'll have the potential to meet. And again, that just offers another enhancement, a value-added, as it were, a piece to the MBA program in their degree.
This also, as you were talking, it also gives an opportunity, it sounds like, to cross-pollinate with other degree programs on campus. In this case, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is environmental science for this year.
Sure, and we obviously don't have an environmental science concentration in the MBA program, so some people might raise their eyes and say, well, why are you doing this? Well, as I said earlier, it's because this is a major economic impact to the state of West Virginia, so it affects business everywhere. And by getting into this, it does, as you said, offer some opportunity to cross-pollinate, as it were, with other departments who we down the road may have some official relationship with between the MBA and their undergraduate program. But even if we don't, it helps to forge relationships. And again, we did that in the debate with the political science department, got real involved in helping to host all the different candidates. And there's a Young Republicans Club hosted John Racey, and the Young Democrats did Manchin. So there's a lot of opportunities there that we try to open up to as many of our undergraduate departments as we can as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for talking.
Thank you. My pleasure, Celia.